Welcome to the Balanced Feminine Podcast. We are your hosts, Maddie and Katie.
This is a show centered on helping women find a balanced lifestyle that nourishes mind, body, and spirit.
Hello. We're so excited for this interview today. We have Dylan from Heart and Soil joining us, and we're so excited to have him on. Dylan, do you want to talk about yourself a little bit?
I don't do good about talking about myself. I wanted to thank you guys just for having me on here. And like, I think you guys are taking a big step for like the nutrition and health sphere just by making a podcast. And it's just so cool to, you know, be involved in here. And although this is like my first appearance, like exciting and nervous, I'm nervous a little bit, but we'll make it the best that we can. And yeah, so I'm a physician assistant. I've been working at Heart and Soil since the beginning. I mean, it's been over a year now. And it all started with me kind of going through the conventional medical sphere and really being a bit turned off by about how medicine was practiced. I know there's so many you know, good-hearted, well-intentioned providers out there that, you know, want to do the best for their patient, but just the system is not really set up to do that. That's just from my experience, and maybe it's different. And I think it varies through the practices too, like which specialty you go in. But I saw a lot of sick people not getting any better, and people that are suffering with, you know, various chronic illnesses, diseases, infertility, that just aren't getting better. And it doesn't matter what medication they're put on pharmaceutical wise, they're not getting better. it's really that simple. So I shifted kind of my focus from medicine after PA school into nutrition. And I got very interested in how nutritional inadequacies related to diseases, and like I'm no expert by all means, but that's my path that I'm taking, and I'm just trying to like share in my journey. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of Heart and Soil and building a team of really like service-centered team, like to take care of other people that enter our ecosystem and help them into better health.
Wow, thank you. That was awesome. Yeah. So just a quick little background. We found Heart and Soil, I think it was this winter. I had a friend that is hooked on your supplements. Like, and her name's Brandon. She's a nutritionist, and she's amazing. And she messaged me and she was like, dude, you got to try these supplements. And at that point I was taking like, I think I was taking a ton of different things. I don't even remember. And so I looked into you guys and started reading about it. And Maddie and I are super passionate about regenerative agriculture. And we were just like, whoa, this really aligns with us. So I ordered from you guys. And within a week, I was like, my skin was glowing. It had cleared up in ways like I've never seen before. And my energy was insane. And from then I was just like, I'm addicted. Like, I'm not taking anything else. This is all I'm going to take.
That's so incredible. And you're not like the only person. Like, I hear like through our email system, you know, we hear these stories every single day from females, males, children. Like, people of all ages are benefiting from including organs into their diet. And it's so incredible to like be able to like foster that relationship between food and nutrients and getting that, you know, prioritizing that for people and just like bring it to their attention, because these foods aren't even thought about. I feel like, you know, like nobody's like, hey, I'm going to go eat some liver today. You know what? Let's pair that with some spleen and pancreas.
Right.
Like, nobody does that.
No.
Nobody does that. But, I have learned to, and it's like through the work that Paul has been doing for the past, you know, 4+ years, finding him, I helped him with his book, The Carnivore Code. And I think anybody is interested in not just like a carnivore diet, but just like we frame it as more of like an animal-based diet, because I mean, a carnivore diet is very strict and it can be very helpful for many people that are suffering, because it's considered like the ultimate elimination diet, but it's not 100% necessary for everybody to do that. You know, it's like pick and choose, like what's going to work best for you, like what situation are you in? And then you kind of go from there. It becomes very like individualized in like the approach to diet. Cause I think people, you know, this is a way, you know, this isn't deep. And I think that that goes for any diet out there. It's like, you just have to find something that works for you and that your body agrees with. And like, we have answers and we are helping people every single day. And it's just so cool to be a part of that.
Yeah. Did you guys expect like to have this outcome? I mean, what was your, like, so you've been working with Paul for a while. Like, do you, what, tell us a little bit about his story and how this came to be, like what his expectations were. I don't know if that's.
Yeah. I mean, well, I guess your audience might not know Paul, like Carnivore MD on Instagram. He started, he's an MD. So he's a medical doctor. He's board certified in nutrition and he did a residency in psychiatry, but, his main focus for the past, you know, 4+ years has really been in nutritional science and kind of like uncovering, like the truths that are hitting behind so many lies and debunking the myths out there that red meat and saturated fat are going to kill you. And I mean, we don't have to go into the details and the type of studies out there, but, there's a lot of poor science in nutrition and it's like, we're trying to change that. And like, hopefully like with Heart and Soil, like we can change that and like have better studies out there. And, sorry, I'm going off on a little tangent.
Oh, no, but we love it. Just go for it.
I love that. Sorry, I was just going to say something, but, I love what you guys are doing because, I'm a nutritionist and so often I see with my clients, you know, this ingrained belief that plants are the answer and animal foods, animal proteins are not that great for you. And I personally, I think the carnivore.
You.
Yeah, exactly. And they're always asking me, well, how do I get 100 grams of protein through plants? And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. If you want to work with me, we're not doing that. You know, you've got to get it through that animal food. It's so good for you. And we're just ingrained to believe differently. So I really love that you guys are kind of making that breakthrough.
Yeah. Well, it's been cool just because even for myself, just realizing and like going through a lot of the research that Paul has done, it's just like all these studies out there claiming that red meat, saturated fat, like everything animal-based is going to harm you is based off of, you know, observational studies, which correlation does not equal causation. You know, you'll hear that time and time again. And when you look at like the intervention studies without going into too much detail, it's like there's actually benefits to including them. It's like, no duh, because meat and organs have incredible nutritional bioavailability. You know, like the nutrients found in muscle meat and organs provide us with nutrients in the form that our body utilizes like most easily. I guess that's the simplest way to explain it.
Well, it's also really cool because I love that you guys, I feel like in our culture, and Maddie and I talk about this all the time, that especially in our generation, we're so detached from where our food comes from and like how our ancestors used to eat. And that's one of the things, like if you go back like years and years ago, like to the way that our grandparents grew up or even our ancestors before that, like they were more familiar with eating like these types of parts of animals. And they were so much healthier. And it's just crazy to me that we don't recognize these things. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's wild too, because I was just in Indiana visiting my girlfriend's family, and her uncle was like, oh yeah, we used to eat liver all the time, but then we stopped. And I was like, oh, when did you stop? Like in the 60s,
yeah. Right,
cholesterol was gonna kill you.
It's yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like now we start to understand like a lot of these recommendations kind of stem from like that whole Ansel Keys period where saturated fat and cholesterol causes heart disease and you're going to die if you eat it.
Right.
We're starting to, you know, there's so much controversy out there, but I mean, at this point, I think we can say that the cholesterol alone isn't going to kill you.
Yeah.
That's why the USDA dietary recommendations, they removed the limit on cholesterol, I believe, like pretty recently, right?
Yeah. And like, the thing is if you're eating, the problem, and this is what frustrates people like Maddie, and I'm sure you, that it's like, it's not the meat, it's like the quality. And that's one of the things that you guys are doing such an amazing job with, because I've read all about like where you source your animals from, and New Zealand is like the creme de la creme. So yeah. It's like, you can't go wrong there. But I feel like people get so stuck on this idea that like, you know, meat is bad, or it's going to get make you fat, or like increase your cholesterol. But it's like, if you're eating grass-fed, grass-finished beef and meat, it's, there's going to be such a difference in your cholesterol, in just your overall health. And that's the part that is such a bummer that people are not educated around, because that's our food system.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Totally. Well, and it's like, not just grass-fed and grass-finished, but what are people eating with the meat? You know, they're eating French fries, you know, processed grains, seed oils is like the biggest thing, that's everywhere, you know, even in health foods, like you'll see, I call them the three C's and three S's, corn, cottonseed, canola, safflower, sunflower, and soybean oil. All of those are everywhere. They're everywhere in restaurants, in Whole Foods. When you pick up this vegan dish, safflower, potato chips, like healthy. Look online right now on like healthy fats for diabetes, canola oil, sunflower oil. It's like,
yeah,
people are enriching their bodies with these high omega-6 inflammatory oils. And that alone is causing so many issues downstream in our metabolism. That's very harmful. That can, I mean, we can't say definitively, like, this is causing all the chronic diseases and illnesses, but it can be a major contributor. And if like there's one thing that people can do, it's like eliminate that from the diet.
Yeah.
Focus on
that drives me crazy, like sunflower and the safflower oil, because they'll like label it as like, oh, cooked in sunflower oil, and people are like, oh, it's sunflower oil, it's good, and I'm like, no, stay away from it, it's not good. And I was just going off yesterday about Whole Foods, because you go to their food bar and you know it's supposed to be healthy whole foods, and everything has sunflower, canola oil in it, and it just drives me crazy. How can you label this as a health food when you're putting one of the most detrimental foods in it possible? I was just going to ask you a little bit about, a lot of the times from people, when I talk about organ meats, especially something like the liver, the kidney, I'll get a lot of feedback of like, well, don't they have a lot of toxins in them? You know, just like simple questions like that. And I just wanted to hear like what your feedback would be to someone like that.
No, I mean, liver can like store some like heavy metals in it, but I've never seen like from grass-fed, grass-finished, regeneratively raised animals, they're not going to store a massive amount of heavy metals that are going to be concerning for our bodies. And they don't just store all these toxins. They, if anything, especially the liver, they have specific systems to detoxify, you know, toxins in our bodies. So it actually helps excrete either in fecal, like poop or urine, from the body. And that's what those organs do. I think if you look at some of the, I've seen in the past, like some of the, statistics on like how much heavy metals, and none of it's really concerning compared to how much pesticides, fungicides, herbicides are in plant foods. So it's like, pick your poison maybe, but I haven't seen any concerning heavy metal or toxins in liver or kidney or any of the other organs that I would ever be worried about, especially in the amounts that we suggest people to consume them in. Like, it's nothing. And there's always going to be residual amounts of some of these metals, but like I said, I've never seen anything concerning, especially in our products. We have our products tested for heavy metals and pesticides, and they're well with, below the limits. So
cool. Can I ask, I'm so curious, what is your diet like? Like, what do you eat?
Totally. No, it's totally, it's a fair question. You're probably thinking I'm crazy and I just eat like all these organs all the time. No, I think right now I've been more animal based. So I really prioritize like my muscle meat. I'll eat sirloins, grass-fed, grass-finished from actually it's a regenerative farm in Texas, Shirttail Creek. Oh, cool. And I go to the farmer's market every Saturday to pick up my fresh meat. Get like flank steaks, skirt steaks. Recently I've been eating like these Korean style short ribs.
Yeah.
I just got a Traeger, so I've been cooking on that. It's been super good. But then I'll probably eat like maybe 6 to 8, maybe 10 eggs every day, depending on. Yeah, I eat a lot of eggs. I love eggs. And I'll frequently do like 4 raw eggs, like after I work out, and then I'll have some buttered dates. I love my buttered. We'll do just like a tiny slice of butter into the dates. It literally tastes like a pancake bite. It's so good.
No way.
Yeah, and then I'll sometimes eat my sweet potatoes, and then I love my pickles, sauerkraut. Every once in a while, I'll add in some like mushrooms and onions. And I mean, that's basically it. Like it's pretty simple. But yeah, I just prioritize my protein and, man, I should have had like this picture ready for you guys. Like I lost a lot of weight.
Really?
Yeah. I was 216 pounds and, my lightest in January, I was 166.
Wow. Wait, when did you find Heart and Soil?
Well, I found Paul first, and then we kind of like brought it to life together. So it was cool. Like, yeah, I was kind of there at the inception point and helped. I mean, Paul's reach and like his message has just been so widespread at this point.
Yeah.
Like he spearheaded it all, and like the reason why we're so successful right now in reaching people is because of Paul's platform. Sorry, I'm almost here. I'm going to show you.
No, you're fine. I'm so curious to see this.
Be like, what?
Well, so my brother, he had an autoimmune disease. Well, he does have an autoimmune disease, and he started cutting out like all carbohydrates, all sugar.
Ready?
Like same thing, now eats like mostly meat, and he literally lost so much weight.
Yeah. So. All right.
Whoa. Okay. For the people that can't see this, it's definitely a big, there's a big difference.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Now I actually have muscles, and like, it's crazy. It's been such a journey.
What does your girlfriend say?
Well, she's lost, I think, 30 pounds too.
Wow.
And she, like at this point, we've tried like keto. I've been like a plant-based keto. Like I've tried different. I've never went vegan, but I've tried other diets. And like this is so far, this is the best I've ever felt.
Wow.
So like eating this way, like I wake up in the morning feeling energized. I go to the gym, come home, eat. Like I feel on fire for work every day. And like, I think a part of that is just like, being a part of a company that's just doing so much good.
Yeah.
Like we exist to serve other people. And like, that really fires me up because like, I try to live a life in service to others and within healthy boundaries, not just like having people like suck the life out of me, but like I serve myself to serve others as well. You know, it's like, yeah. I want to be my best self so that I can take care of people, you know, in our ecosystem, the people that need the most help, you know, yeah. And that includes our customers through the emails that I'm able to communicate them with. And then also just like our team, like I need to be able to serve the people that I lead and make sure that I'm taking care of them and giving them enough time and, you know, sharing my education with them. It's like, it's really cool.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, that's a really great point.
Yeah. The diet is just an added benefit because
right.
I'm not crashing like midday. I don't need a nap. Like I can right. wake up at like 5:30 and work all day and like, I feel good.
So what's your favorite like go-to supplement out of like all the heart and soil supplements?
I have to cycle through them, but my like pre-workout, because I don't do pre-workouts anymore. Like I mostly cut out like any caffeine. Like I'll have coffee on occasion, but most of the time I like to just wake up and then I'll take like 6 to 12 capsules of Heart of the Warrior and bone marrow and liver. Those ones are the ones that I'm taking right now.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm like obsessed with, I got the hair, skin and nails and and the Heart Warrior. And I just like, I'm never going back. And my,
like as, cause I was on, I was driving to work and I'm like, wow, skin, hair, nails is like really working on my nails. Like
yeah.
I never have like longer nails. And I feel like I need to cut them all the time. I'm like, do I need to cut back on this?
Right.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, it's so funny because I got my boyfriend hooked on Heart and Soil and now like I'll go into the pantry and everything's gone. And I'm like, dude, like, cause he's so obsessed with it now. And he's like, I've seen such a difference in my health. Like this is insane. So.
And is that just through including the supplements or you guys, have you done anything else?
So actually Maddie is like one of the, I always say this, Maddie is one of the smartest people I know. It's quite scary when it comes to health. I'm like, I literally don't understand how you're so intelligent, but so we work together and she would see me in the office eating every day. And I would eat like really like a ton of high fats, but like also a lot of carbohydrates. And I was just crashing like all the time. And finally, Maddie sat me down basically and was like, you need to start eating more protein and cut out like the carbs. And I started implementing the Heart and Soil supplements and just more meat based. And I have seen such a difference in my energy levels. That's the biggest thing for me is because I was struggling in the mornings to wake up and I'm like, you know, I eat well, like I eat like a plant-based diet, like what's going on?
Yeah.
And you think, cause you're eating like healthy carbohydrates or something that you're like, you must, like, what are you doing wrong? And then come to find out I was doing a lot of things. So,
well, yeah.
But yeah.
Katie, that's such a good example too, because remember when I started telling you to eat more protein and you were like, and I was telling you about the turkey wraps and you're like, well, how much turkey should I use? Is it okay to use like 2 slices of turkey? And I was like, I'd use the whole pack. Like, go on, eat the whole pack.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not too much meat. And that's kind of funny because, you know, you are someone who is very knowledgeable in the health and nutrition space, but even still there, you still had that fear ingrained in your head of, you know, eating the meat. And
yeah.
I think so many people do that and we buy things that say they're healthy on the label, but there's so much more that goes into it than just what the marketing says. And we're oftentimes over consuming all these carbohydrates. And I noticed for myself too, carbs are quick and easy. Like it takes some time sometimes
yeah.
to get there and like cook your meat. So some mornings, like I'm like, oh, I have some like homemade, really good, high quality zucchini bread that I made, you know, like I'm just going to eat that on the go with some dandelion tea. And I feel like crap.
Yeah.
It's because like I didn't get that protein in to really stabilize my blood sugar, get my body back into an anabolic mm-hmm. state where it's creating muscle rather than breaking down muscle. Like there's just so much that goes into it. And we just have all this confusion because of marketing and everything else in the world. So I think it's really important that we like push this message, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy too, because like the protein recommendations out there are just so low.
So low.
They're like as minimum as they get. It's like the minimum requirement to not die, basically. Not really, but I'm being dramatic.
Yeah.
The minimum requirement before you're sick. It's for an unhealthy population.
Yeah, so and that's like, what I think looks. Yeah, so I think that's what's just it's sad too. Like a lot of the requirements out there, the RDAs, they're based off of like an unhealthy population as well. So it's like, how much do all of the nutrient requirements change when you're actually eating a healthy diet? And how much, you know, when you are including like all these foods, like, yeah, how much does all the requirements change from a nutrient standpoint? I think it's interesting.
Yeah. So this is like a little bit different, but like, how do you guys like, because I know that we'll run into people that are just like, no, meat is bad for the environment, you know what I mean, sort of thing. How do you guys answer that question? Because my belief is like, if you're raising meat that is able to roam, grass-fed, like that is having much less of an impact on the environment than if you are shoving a bunch of cattle into a feedlot. And I mean, I guess, yeah. Like, what is that? Like, what are your guys' like experience with that?
Yeah. I mean, I think if they haven't read the book Sacred Cow, they definitely should. But, like that's like my go-to book for all of the arguments against red meat, the environment. Like, they do such a good job. It's written by Rob Wolf and Diana Rogers. But, I think about it as, you know, plants and animals serve a valuable role in an ecosystem,
right?
And grazing cattle is to restore ecosystems, you know, through it's really a life cycle. You know, greenhouse gas emissions like CO2, methane, and I believe there's another one, nitrous oxide, they're all like greenhouse gases, but methane gets this bad rap because it's like the most damaging, but it's a part of a natural life cycle. Like, methane comes out of a cow, it goes into, you know, the sphere, and then it gets turned into CO2 and water, and then that goes back to the ground, photosynthesis, and it's part of this natural life cycle. So it's like, I think just understand that it's part of a natural cycle really kind of eliminates the concerns about it being damaging. And then you compare it to, you know, industrial agriculture and like, or like fracking and like all these techniques that like draw new carbon from the ground and place it into the atmosphere, CO2, that's, you know, that's not part of that natural life cycle. So it's like, it's comparing like apples to oranges, you know, it's like a natural life cycle versus like something that, you know, we as humans are creating.
Totally. Well, that answered my question. Well, we are so, thank you so much for coming on. We feel this was awesome. we like to kind of end and ask, like, if you have any piece of advice that you want to like offer our listeners, or just like any words of wisdom, we'd love to hear it. I'm sure they would too.
I think my piece of advice for anybody, because I imagine anybody listening to this podcast is like interested in health. And if you're suffering, eliminate seed oils from your diet. Like, look at the foods that you're consuming and get rid of them. Don't be scared of eating meat, especially from, you know, well-raised, grass-fed, grass-finished animals. Protein is essential for us to be healthy. Muscle is an organ of longevity. It's going to help you live longer. It's going to help you be stronger. It's going to help you with energy. If we can prioritize muscle, meat, and organs as kind of like the center of our diets, and then fill it in with healthy fats, you know, healthy carbohydrates, then you're going to feel better without that. And there might be some inter-individual variance there, but I think that's a really good place for people to start and just to keep it simple.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Heart and Soil, everyone, amazing company. So go order your supplements.
Yeah. And I just
thank you so much.
Sorry, I was just going to say something real quick. for everyone who can't see the screen and see our conversation, Dylan is like glowing and so happy and just like a bubble of energy. Yeah. You can tell that this really is working for him. And that what you
and
have really makes such a difference.
It's so true. And what you said earlier about like working for a company that is doing good, like you can just see it's like all connected. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, like our mission is to, you know, reclaim our birthright to radical health. And if we can do that day in and day out, then, you know, we're doing a good job, you know, even if it's just one person or whoever's listening to this podcast, even, you know, if we can just reach somebody that can reach somebody else, and it's just like a catalyst.
Yeah. It's so true. That's what happened with me, Bryn. I owe it to her. So thank you so much, Dylan.
Yeah,
it was
thank
so
you,
nice meeting you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.